You're listening to Sipping on Some Crime podcast, hosted by Aaron. This podcast covers sensitive and triggering subjects, explicit language, and mature content which may not be suitable for children. As always, all parties are innocent until proven guilty.
Today, I will be covering the Rita Jolly case, and this is a TikTok episode that you can find in the Sipping on Some Crime TikTok library, bringing TikToks to audio. My name is Erin from the Sipping on Some Crime podcast, and I would like to take a moment to tell you about Rita Lorraine Jolly, who's been missing since 1973, and her sister's mission to bring awareness to her case. Rita was born December 6, 1955, and she was the baby of the family. She had two older brothers and an older sister, Jill. Rita and her family grew up in West Lynn, Oregon, where Rita found a love for nature, reading books, poetry, and art. Rita's parents met while attending university, and her father became a lawyer, and her mother was his legal assistant. Both of her parents were raised in the Great Depression and really encouraged their children to be outside thinkers and to really think through complex problems. While Rita enjoyed nature, animals, friends, and family, her true passion was writing and artwork. And Jill, to this day, has a folder filled with Rita's artwork and her writing. Jill has said, despite having all these folders with Rita's artwork and her writings, that she finds it very hard to dive into them. It's very emotionally draining because it feels to her like she gets a real intimate peek into her sister's emotions. Growing up, Rita, at times, she struggled with her emotions and how to regulate them, and her parents, wanting to help her with this, would reach out to a child psychologist for help. Not only was she having trouble regulating her emotions, but she was being bullied at school. And when she told her parents about this, they actually were at her side, even going into the school and addressing the fact that they had a poor culture around bullying and pushed them to change it. Jill says, looking back now, she thinks that Rita was probably on the spectrum, but back then that wasn't something that was widely considered or recognized. As a senior, Rita would attend Clackamas Community College through a program for the scholastically advanced high school seniors. This got Rita out of her high school environment, and she flourished. She was allowed to really just focus on her writing and her art, and despite not attending her senior year at high school, she was insistent on graduating with her high school class. On June 1973, Rita decided to do something that she always did, which was go out for a walk. This was completely normal for her. She would often leave to go out on a walk by herself. It was 7:15 p.m., so it was still quite sunny out as it was summer. And as Rita walked out the door, she smiled at her parents. And that was the last time her parents would ever see Rita. Just like before on Rita's many walks, she didn't take any personal belongings with her. So no money, no clothing, no personal belongings whatsoever. Nothing pointed to Rita not coming back like she always did. When Rita didn't return home that night like she always did, she was reported missing. There would be witness reports that Rita was last seen in the Robinwood area or Sunset Avenue around 8:30 to 9 p.m., there'd also be reports of Rita being seen on East Main Street of Oregon City near the Oregon City Arch Bridge around 9:30 p.m. The following day after Rita's disappearance, two guys did come forward and say that they tried to pick up a girl that matched Rita's description, but that girl told them that their name was Mary. Officers don't believe that that girl is Rita. However, those two men did not leave their names. There's no report of who they are, so they were never able to recircle back and follow up on that lead. There wasn't a moment in Rita's parents' mind that thought that Rita had run away. Rita's father described her as a loner, independent, and more mature than her 17 years of age. Rita had been on a few dates and had a small circle of friends and had earned nearly perfect grades. Nothing stuck out to her parents as a reason why she would run away from her life. Rita's parents sent out letters to the media, law enforcement, and others asking for help to find their daughter. A quote from one of the letters, Rita's father would write, "This may well be the last chance we will ever have to help our missing and beloved daughter, and I cannot describe to you the depths of our heartbreak over her disappearance. The price of senseless violence everywhere is paid in mourning and sorrow, often never known to the hard and uncaring ones who have caused a lifetime of melancholy memories for the survivors." Unquote. It's been 50 years and the Jolly family still has no answers. And foul play is suspected in Rita's case. And there have been 5 possible suspects that have been identified along the way. Jill told Uncovered about the investigation, quote, "The truth is that we really don't know what happened to her. We all have theories. Our dad thought that she had called several times, mostly just silence on the phone. Once he said that he heard her voice say, 'Mom, Mom, Dad,' then click, and the phone hung up. Could she have gotten involved in a cult, some situation where it was hard to leave? I find myself wondering how folks can help with solving the mystery of what happened to Rita after 50 years. I don't think it's likely that we will have answers before all of us who knew her are gone from this earth." Unquote. Jill would go on to say, "The advent of DNA gave us so much hope, but the number of unidentified bodies and the expense and difficulty of the tests has been discouraging. It's not a quick fix. Nonetheless, perhaps someday she will be one of the humans who are given their name back." Unquote. Please share Rita's story on whatever platform you're most comfortable with, even if that includes word of mouth. Let's help Jill find the answers of what happened to her sister 50 years ago. At the time of Rita's disappearance, she was 17 years old, 5'6", 130 pounds, with long, light brown hair. She was last seen wearing a brown Pendleton shirt, army fatigue pants or blue jeans, and low-cut blue tennis shoes. She walks with an uneven stride. If you know anything about the disappearance of Rita Jolly, please reach out to the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office. You can reach Detective James White at 505-785-5000 or Detective Eric Lee at 503-785-5140. On my webpage, I will have plenty more details about Rita's case because there are more details about Rita and her case, as well as sources and how you can help. Thank you so much for hanging in with me and getting to know about Rita.